USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Earlier this week, Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced $250 million in funding for the state to build a wall on the border with Mexico. But Representative Henry Cuellar says that the state's wall is unlikely to be built as big as the governor wants. The Texas Democrat tells CNN that President Biden is unlikely to lift certain restrictions that President Trump did during his term to get construction done.
When you look at how many miles he built a little bit over 50 miles of new fencing in 4 years. And that's because he was able to waive environmental laws. So there's no way that our friend Joe Biden is going to waive any environmental laws. So if Trump was stopped, certainly Abbott will be stopped also. If, you know, if he wants to spend $250 million of taxpayers' dollars, he ought to build a grid instead of building the electric grid. He ought to build the electric grid instead of trying to build a 14th century wall.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone. People sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story. For the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
A soldier killed in the Korean War finally laid to rest. Mike Fortier has more.
Robert Seislinger was 28 years old when he died just 6 days after Thanksgiving in 1950 while serving in the Korean War. The 28-year-old Army First Lieutenant reportedly died fighting enemy forces in North Korea. The Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency says his remains could not be recovered. But 3 years ago, his remains were among those in 55 boxes the North Koreans turned over to the U.S. The Pittsburgh native laid to rest Friday at Arlington National Cemetery, also awarded a Bronze Star and Purple Heart. Over 100 family and friends in attendance. Still, over 7,600 Americans who fought in Korea remain unaccounted for. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And a driver has been arrested after allegedly hitting 9 cyclists with his truck during an Arizona road race. Police in Sholo, Arizona, say a black Ford F-150 hit several bicyclists Saturday morning before speeding off, police eventually tracking him to a hardware store where he was shot. 6 cyclists were hospitalized, with 4 of them in critical condition. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden has lifted a 25% tariff on Scotch whiskey and other goods being imported from the European Union. Wendy King reports.
The tariffs were imposed by the administration of former President Donald Trump during a 17-year trade dispute with the European Union over aerospace subsidies and were estimated to cost the Scotch industry about $830 million in exports. The United States and European Union ended the aerospace dispute when they reached a 5-year truce this week. The U.S. is the largest market for Scotch whiskey exports. Makers of cashmere, construction vehicles, cheese, and other goods will also see tariff relief. Tariffs on U.S. whiskey going to Britain remain as a part of a different trade dispute instituted after the Trump administration created tariffs on metals from the European Union as well as Mexico and Canada. Industry officials hope the momentum will lead to resolution of those tariffs as well. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And Brazil has now recorded 500,000 deaths from COVID. The country's Minister of Health said Saturday that cases are on the rise in Brazil, averaging between 70 and 98,000 new cases a day for the last several days. Only about 11% of the country has been vaccinated so far. The nation's more than 500,000 deaths are now second in the world, only behind the U.S. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.